welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UK entomologists are having some limited success in slowing the spread of the emerald ash borer in Kentucky woodlands. Professor of Forest Entomology, Lynn Risky-Kenny, says they're using a 1-2 punch of insecticidal and biological controls. One challenge, she says, is that the borer does its damage so quickly.
So that's problematic if we're trying to establish a biological control program, because biological control agents require that the pest remain in the system for a fair amount of time while they become established.
I'm simplifying here, but the most promising biological is a tiny wasp that lays eggs in the larval stage of the borer. The immature wasps feed on the borer larvae, reducing populations. But for all that to work, they need to use insecticides to slow down development of the borer.
The logic that we've been using is to apply sublethal doses of the insecticide to the tree to protect the trees and slow their death down, slow development of the emerald ash borer down to the point where those parasites then, when we release them into the environment, have a host insect to develop on.
In the backyard, chemical applications can save ash trees and landscapes, but that would be impractical in dealing with high volumes in forests. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK's Lynn Risky-Kenny says the goal of the insecticide-biologic combination approach is to give the parasitic wasp enough time to become a part of the emerald ash borer life cycle. With success, the wasps can bring the borers into some balance and limit damage. They've seen progress in testing in southern Fayette County.
We can see that the canopy decline all around our area is near complete, but in the area that we're working, there are still ash that are reasonably healthy there. And so we're recovering parasites that we've released, so that's a good sign. So the hope is that these parasites can then build up suitable numbers to be able to regulate populations of emerald ash borer.
For sure, that fight is still underway, but those tiny wasps may provide some hope. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.